punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Number 25 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner. Gene, who in God's name are you?
I am Noise Punk, yo. Welcome to Noise Punk and Das Crooner show number 25. And this is a nice Wednesday afternoon right before Thanksgiving.
Right.
I just had some cookies. And we have a very special guest, the composer. We don't know what she plays. We'll ask her. Her name is Mira.
Mira, what?
You don't, what? You're supposed to say her name?
Mayra Warshower, correct?
Oh, is that Mira?
Yeah, you did a good job. Mayra Warshower.
Oh,
I can't say Mira? Mayra.
You can say Mira also.
I can say Mira also.
You can say
Mira, Charles.
And he can say Mira and everything Charles. In between.
Yeah. All right, Charles. Welcome. How are you?
Good. Very good. Glad to be here, and thanks for having me.
Mira came all the way from...
I came up from South Carolina.
South Carolina, yep. Great. Yeah. Well, first, Charles is going to ask you an embarrassing question.
Well, usually I ask what made you want to become a composer, but I'd like to modify that a bit this time.
Yeah, just don't mess it up like you did last time, please.
Yeah. Usually we composers, of course, when we go to some gathering, shut up, man.
We go a little ambience.
We usually when we meet people, we say that we're composers. The first question, of course, they ask is, what kind of music do you write? What would be your answer to that question?
Well, I usually answer classical because that kind of puts me in the concert hall, which is where most of my stuff gets done. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gene.
Sorry, I just...
Yeah, and usually that's enough. If they ask more, then I give them more, but... So it's a lot of symphonic. I like the orchestra a lot. I love the orchestra. I really love the orchestra. Did I say that? Yeah.
Well, you really like the orchestra.
The big question is, do you love the orchestra?
Yeah, you know, I think the orchestra, yeah, I really love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, that's my orchestra.
When I was studying composition at New England Conservatory with Tom McKinley, and he's a big fan of writing for the orchestra, and he said, you know, nobody's writing for the orchestra anymore. Everybody's writing these new music ensembles, chamber music, and nobody would, like, write anything for the orchestra. And so it kind of stuck in my head, and I thought, you know, when I get a chance, I'm going to do that. Right for the orchestra, because I mean, it's the whole universe is in the orchestra.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think a lot of composers feel that way because there's no limit, seemingly no limit, I guess.
I like to write for the orchestra, but I like to expand it and put stuff in it that traditionally we don't usually associate with the orchestra. Because I like the colors of the orchestra; they're beautiful, and of course they've been around for a long time. Not that long, a couple hundred. Really, the modern orchestra is not. You know, maybe 100 years old, like what, you know.
Well, but maybe at least a couple centuries old, I would say.
No, come on. I mean, like with Mahler and that's like the Strauss, yeah. I mean.
Beethoven.
Yeah, Beethoven's orchestra is not our orchestra today at all.
Why? It's a little smaller?
It's much smaller. I mean, many instruments missing from Beethoven's orchestra. I mean, don't you agree? Or not? I don't know.
Well, yeah, we've come further, like in the percussion and the winds, a lot more percussion, a lot more winds. And yeah, I agree, man. I love to put in the piano, and I mean, people do electronics too.
Electronics,
but, you know,
guitar.
I'm gonna write something with Shofar next time.
Shofar so good.
Yes, Shofar so good. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you think Beethoven and to a small extent late Mozart represent the prototype? The orchestra of which we have utilized.
Yeah, but you could even go further back before them for
prototypes.
I think the main thing with the orchestra is you have a lot of strings. Not just one on a part, you have the whole section. And so, you know, they just give it a different sound. Yeah.
On that happy note,
do you want to play first?
Would you like to play first?
It should be an orchestral piece since we just talked about
it. It should be an orchestral, but you know what I have here is we can do the orchestral. You have Like Streams in the Desert. That's just the orchestra alone. It's on my new CD, Streams in the Desert.
On the Albany record label.
Oh, yes, Albany record label. Yeah. And
great promoter of new music, I believe.
They've been wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And the booklet itself is something to look at, too. We can't see it on the air, but but it's pretty.
You could probably go and buy it somewhere. Where can you buy it?
You could probably go and buy it. AlbanyRecords.com and Amazon.com, CD Universe.
So go and buy it.
Record stores. My website would have links for it. So.
Right. Well, let's hear the piece. And if you guys like it, go buy it. You can't really sell it before you play it. Oh, no, maybe you could.
Yeah, well, you could try, but yeah, it's helpful to hear it. So so the first piece that we could play just for orchestra alone is Streams, Like Streams in the Desert. And you want me to tell you a little bit about it?
Yes, please.
Say something.
Okay, so I got the idea. I was asked, commissioned to write something for the 50th anniversary of the State of Israel. And so I went over to Israel. I had a six-week residency over there, and that was a lot of fun. I was sitting on a bus I learned a little bit of Hebrew, enough to carry on a conversation with people, and sat next to somebody on a bus, an older man, and I was just choked up a conversation with him, and I asked him how long he'd lived in Jerusalem. We were in Jerusalem, and he said he was born there, and so he'd been there like, 70 years, and I thought, wow, what have you seen in this town, And he said, it's been amazing, and he said, it's been like a dream. Mm-hmm. And that's right out of the psalm that this, like streams in the desert, just comes from Psalm 126, and part of it says we are returning like streams in the desert, return us from exile, and the other says we were as dreamers, we were like dreamers. So so I went to the Hebrew University over there, and they have this amazing collection of sound archives from people that have come back to Israel from all over the world. And so there's this, we sing the Psalm 126 around the dinner table at the end of the meals, and I got some examples of people that have been singing that in all different countries all over the world. Mm-hmm. So this one opens up with something that's my interpretation of what they would sing in Greece in Salonika. Mm-hmm. And so it's got all this longing for return. It's just really, I guess you would say plaintive. That's one of the terms that's used, but it's the oboe. I put it in the oboe, and it's just really this longing to return, and it's not just return to Israel or whatever. It's just really returning the soul, returning. So we can hear a little bit about it and talk
some
more.
I'm still freaked out that you were sitting in a bus in Israel. I don't think I'd ever take a bus in Israel.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
That sounds scary to me.
I had no fear.
Once you're on the bus.
You're on the bus. But yeah, I guess I was lucky. Yeah.
Charles, announce something.
Like Streams in the Desert by composer Myra Warschauer here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you. Like Streams in the Desert by our guest, Mayra Warschauer, here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner. That was the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Kirk Trevor.
Yeah. And they sounded really good and well recorded. Where did you guys record it?
We recorded that in Bratislava.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to sing you a little bit because I was talking to you a little bit about the opening one, which was the one from Greece. And then during the course of the symphony, we had two other ones, one from Yemen and one from Morocco, that are like different. Different takes on what it's like to want to return. So the first one, just I want to put it with the words a little bit. There's actually a choral piece called We Are Dreamers that has this similar content. So it's Shir HaMalot B'Shuv Hashem, this means song of ascents when God returns us. So the first one is Shir HaMalot B'Shuv Hashem Et Shivat Zion Hayinu k'chol amin.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
You mind if I sample that?
Yeah, go ahead.
You.
I'm imitating what I heard in this phonoteca. Well, I think it had a child singing it, but it's that very Eastern style, but it's just full of longing. So that was from the Greek one, and then the Yemenite one is just we're on our way, we're going, we're dancing about it, and this goes Shir Hamalot B'Shuv Ad Hashem Et Shivat Zion Hayinu Kochol Amim Azim Male Sechok Pinu Ushoneinu Rina Az Yomaru Vagoyim Higdil Adonai Lasot Imele Higdil Adonai Lasot Imanu Hayinu Semechim. Get some water here. Oh, you got the applause. Thank you.
Nice. Cool. Be warned, I think Gene will take what you just vocally did and make samples out of it for future compositions.
Yes.
Not with the gravelly throat there. But
it's okay. We'll put some effects. Nobody will even know.
And then the other one that you said was like the A section coming back. Yeah. So it really does get quieter there, but it's the one from Morocco. And to me, it was more like the intimate moment, like, say, you're dancing at the wedding and everybody's having a great time, and that's the Yemenite one, the shi-da-da. And then the new couple is just off by themselves, just looking at each other, and And so this is like the real intimate moment. And to me, this whole thing is a metaphor, really, for, really, honestly, for being in touch with who we really are, like our deepest self. Mm-hmm. So this is a tender moment when we're really, really connected. So this is the one from Morocco, and it goes, Shir HaMalot B'Shuv Ad Hashem Et Shivat Zion Hayinu K'chol Mim.
There you go.
All right.
So basically, you incorporated all of that material into the piece we just heard.
Yeah, incorporated that, and then at the end, it's like y'all all come, everybody, let's get together. And right. So you were talking about there's some bells in there. It's kind of like church bells.
It had a little Copeland feeling to it.
Maybe
because you said like come out like a hoedown type of
with
a Jewish hoedown.
Yeah, something like that. And there's a little snippet of a chant from Judea at Jerusalem. Judea at Jerusalem. Right. The little Gregorian chant thing. And something from Adon Olam, which means the Lord of the Universe. Anyway, it's kind of universal. I mean, we all really want to get together and be unified.
Which is the way life should be. Long story there. Anyway, we should go on to the next work.
Let's go to the next work.
What do you have in mind for us?
Okay. I really want you to hear some of Ahava.
Ahava.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great word, isn't it?
It is.
And it means love. It means love in Hebrew. Aww. And,
Oh, wait a minute.
Wrong.
The wrong one. Sorry.
It was an accident, we swear.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. Okay, so anyway, I heard this one. This one I didn't get from the Phonoteca. This one I got actually from a tree. Yeah, I was at a retreat. I was at a retreat in the Bryn Mawr College. And I don't know if you've ever been over there outside of Philadelphia. And it's... Mm-hmm. On the East Coast, we have some of these beautiful silver maple trees. There's a huge silver maple tree on the campus of Bryn Mawr. And I was teaching a class at a Jewish renewal retreat there about Judaism and the environment, and we were trying to express it through music. So I had been doing my afternoon prayers right near this tree, and when I finished, I kind of looked over to the tree and walked over to the tree and got real close to the tree and kind of felt like the tree had something to say. So I said, you have a song for me to take back to this group? And the tree answered with this. And I'll sing it for you if you want.
Please.
Okay. What's your... So it goes like this. Hold on a minute. Let me get some water.
I, by the way, do the same thing with Charles. I come near him, try to get a song with nothing.
Yeah, very funny. You're an idiot.
All right, see if it'll come out. So I just looked.
Sorry.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Applause one.
No.
My bad. Sorry.
It was kind of short, and I kind of looked up at the tree, and I said, "Well," and I wrote it down in my little notebook, so I wouldn't forget it.
All right.
I said, "Do you have anything else? Is that it?" So it was kind of short. You know, it was beautiful, but short, right?
That's you got the tree.
And the trees. You know, that was it. That was it. Just, and I took it back to my group. Yep. And we chanted on that word, you know, going up, ahava, 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 like that. And it was just seemed like really, really got to us. Mm-hmm. Really got to us. So
we got to hear it.
So, yes.
Charles once got a venereal disease from a tree, but that's a
what?
Different
you
story.
Shut
I don't want to get
that.
Into that. Sorry.
which one would you like to hear for now?
Yeah, so, we could do... the last movement is place these words on your heart.
Nice.
Okay, why don't you announce it?
Ahava. This is also from the same album from the Albany record label, featuring the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and the mezzo-soprano Jennifer Hines, along with Kirk Trevor conducting, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
And
The latter movement of Ahava by our guest Meir Warschauer here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That was the mezzo-soprano Jennifer Hines along with Kirk Trevor leading both the Slovak Philharmonic Chorus and Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra.
Very well done, Charles. That was some good reading.
Yeah, if at least now. Although I've sadly mispronounced your name all throughout until finally I got it right. Meira Warschauer.
Yes, yeah, you're getting it. Thanks.
We were talking while we were listening to this about how was it like? You were out there during the recording sessions of this with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. How was that like?
You know, it was pretty intense. Pretty intense. Things are going by very quickly, and you have to keep track of everything and stop them. If you don't stop them, you don't get another chance.
Right.
So just going right by. But they did a beautiful job. I mean, Blanka Yonankova, who did the chorus. That chorus, I mean, you know, they're singing in Hebrew and in this recording, they only have one word. But in the other parts of the CD, they have a lot of words in Hebrew and some in English, and they did a really great job.
Mm-hmm. How did you write that in Hebrew, like the backwards thing?
since it's transliterated, okay, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Course.
But, you know, even in Hebrew, if you use Hebrew script in Israel, like the music, it's going from left to right by syllable. It's really hard to read.
Yeah,
even though Hebrew's written from right to left, the music is by syllable left to right.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
You've worked with orchestras here and abroad during this recording. You worked with the Slovak, and you've been commissioned here. You just had a Symphony No. 1 done recently by, what was the orchestra again?
Yeah, Symphony No. 1, Living, Breathing Earth, which I love. Anyway, that was commissioned by the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra and the South Carolina Philharmonic Orchestra and the Western Piedmont Symphony.
How does it compare as far as rehearsals and performances comparing working with orchestras here versus abroad? Is there anything distinctively different? Is it similar? Is there union issues more here? You tell me, because we have our own experiences.
That's a boring question.
Shut up, you.
I'm telling you, I don't care.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah. These questions
are for
the music. I mean, the big thing is the language, because here I can talk to the players, and there I really had to talk through translators.
Okay.
But everybody's watching the clock, here and there.
Yeah.
I think more interestingly...
All right.
Say one thing. I just want to mention before we go too far ahead that the Dayton Philharmonic commissioned the other piece too, the Like Streams in the Desert.
Right.
Yeah, that was commissioned by the Dayton Philharmonic. Neil Gittleman is the conductor over there, and the Jewish Federation of Greater Dayton commissioned it in honor of Israel's 50th. So I just wanted to give that acknowledgement.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I like what you said. You said that you were saying, talking, Puccini, shut up. Sorry, my dog is barking. You're talking about that you love that piece, like you said.
Living, Breathing Earth? Yeah.
Which I like that because, you know, when people ask me why I write music, and I say that I write music that I really want to hear and nobody else is writing. I'm writing exactly what I want to hear.
Yeah.
I'm my own number one fan.
You know, I had this, to motivate me to when I was writing that symphony, I just kept thinking, well, yeah, I want to walk into the hall, and I want it to be the piece that I wanted to have written, and I wanted it to be mine.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Not talking about unions, stupid Charles.
Well, come on.
You're making our show boring.
Yeah.
Everybody, Charles is naked here.
That's right, and you can't see it.
I have to say something outrageous.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Right, let's hear some more.
Let me get that out of the way.
Myra
likes.
Mira.
You said
Myra, but it's Mira.
It's Mira.
You got it wrong too.
Yeah, but I could edit this later.
Yeah. But you won't because you're too lazy, you bastard.
What did I say? Mira, Myra, okay.
Mira.
Mira, Mira on the wall.
There you go.
Play us a clarinet concerto, won't you?
Yeah, this is something I did with Richard Stoltzman and the Warsaw Philharmonic. We recorded it over there, and it's called Yes, Y-E-S exclamation, and it's just...
Explain that title,
right. Well, life.
It's a positive title.
Ooh.
Yeah. Affirmative.
Affirmative. As opposed to the negative titles that you come up with.
I don't come up with negative titles.
Sure
your titles are too long. You know that.
That's what she said.
Go for it. I went to a Rolling Stones concert and you know, I don't write, you know, we talked about what kind of music you write. You know, I really can't say that I write rock and roll, but you know, I love that energy and it's just got so much life force in it, and I wanted to have something that they kind of felt. I mean, it doesn't sound like Mick Jagger, but I think it has a lot of energy. It's got a lot of jazz and stuff in it. You'll hear it.
Okay, right. We're going to listen to it. It's Charles, tell us.
Of course. Yes.
On the San Jose City that Charles just broke?
I didn't break anything. I detached. Thank you for announcing on the air.
Charles a klutz.
Yeah, I know. You're an
That's
idiot.
A Jewish word.
Yes.
I don't know, probably.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So yeah.
Charles, you're the only non-Jew in the room. How do you feel?
I feel like having a...
Prosecuted.
thank you.
All right.
Persecuted. Yes, for clarinet orchestra composed by Mira... Mayra? Mira?
You're getting there.
I'm getting there. Okay. Mayra Warschauer featuring Richard Stoltz, the great Richard Stoltzman, arguably one of the greatest clarinets that ever lived.
Stop arguing.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Thank you.
What can one say but yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That is indeed the title of the piece. Yes, for clarinet and orchestra. Richard Stoltzman was the soloist, along with the Warsaw National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jerzy Swoboda. Shut up!
Svoboda.
What are you making fun of me for?
Swoboda means freedom.
It does?
It's in Russian, yeah.
And Swoboda.
Good, good, good.
Jerzy Swoboda. A free Jersey. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great piece. I mean, he's really... I heard a little of that Gershwin-y clarinet, like glissandi.
Yeah. The Gershwin clarinet, the glissando. That's true.
Was that written in?
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it was all written.
Yeah, it was very rhythmical. Yeah. He definitely nailed it.
He did. Nailed it. Yeah, they had a good time with it in Warsaw. They were all like, you know, really in the groove, and they seemed to really enjoy the recording.
Yeah, I mean, it seems in general that the orchestras in Eastern Europe have a really good technique for doing new music. They do a lot of it. I mean, there are a lot of recordings, not just with you, but many other composers often get a few good recordings off in Eastern Europe. We were playing the Slovak Orchestra earlier. They seem to have an affinity, at the very least, a certain affinity with doing new music, would you say? I mean, there's something to that, I think.
Yeah. They're not afraid of it. They can read anything, and they really enjoy the American music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, more music?
Yeah.
Please?
We dare you.
Do you have any more with you?
We dare you.
Well, I have the Shacharit, which is the first piece on the Streams in the Desert CD.
Okay, want to hear it?
Sure.
I think the answer is yes. It's implied.
No, okay.
Anyway.
I'll imply you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Gene. What is the Shacharit?
Shacharit is the morning service. It's the Jewish service. We have Shacharit, and then when Mincha and Maariv, those are the three morning, afternoon, and evening services. So Shacharit means as sunrise, the morning. And it's like the Sabbath service, the Shabbos service, with orchestra, chorus, soloists, narrator. It opens with Baruch Shem Marva Hayah Olam, blessed is the one who spoke and the world came into being. And it's a very dramatic opening that we say every day, and it's like, wow, you know, this is pretty amazing words.
Well,
and
sure,
then
I have
it
a lot
ends.
Of Jewish things going on, and it's right before Thanksgiving. Yeah. So that has nothing to do with it. Sorry. Hanukkah's coming up.
Yeah.
What'd you give me for Hanukkah? Charles, what'd you give me for Hanukkah? Charles, what'd you give me for Father's Day?
I made it out of clay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
What would be good? You know what would be good to end with is the Kaddish Oseh Shalom segment. So the Kaddish is, a lot of people know the word Kaddish from the mourner's Kaddish. But actually the Kaddish is just, it's an Aramaic, not exactly a prayer, but it's like an affirmation. Like, yes is an affirmation, so is the Kaddish. It's an affirmation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you go. So it's, you know, praised and glorified and exalted is God, and like, you know, just thank you. It really is. It's a thank you. So even when somebody dies, it's like putting all your faith in God and saying, you know, you knew more than I do, or, you know, it's still a privilege to be alive. And, you know, it's kind of just no matter what happens, just keeping the faith. So...
kind of a hard thing to do when you're in mourning.
It's really hard, and to have to say those words, but I think it, you know, I haven't had personally really a mourning yet. Thank God both my parents are still living.
Same here.
Yeah. But this Kaddish is not a mourner's Kaddish. It's the Kaddish that comes in the after the end of each part of the service is a Kaddish. It's kind of like a separation from one service to the other. So it's a celebration, and we just made it like kind of like a dance and kind of jazzy a little bit. Yikadal v'yikadash shemir rabab, praised and magnified and glorified is the great name of God. And so it's like really lively, hallelujah, right. And then it ends with a really quiet Oseh Shalom, which is, you know, maker of peace, make peace. Please make peace on earth and for everyone. And so this whole CD is really a prayer for peace and for taking care of the earth and honoring life and all of us getting together and being unified and seeing how much we have in common and how really precious life is. Mm-hmm. So I guess we do this with the Kaddish and Oseh Shalom.
Perfectly, right there. This is the latter two sections of the Shacharit. The Kaddish, followed by the Oseh Shalom. We'll be hearing Stephanie Gregory, soprano, along with the tenor Michael Hendrick.
Charles, you're like a Jew over here pronouncing all the words
along
like you
with,
know them.
And narrator, excuse me, did I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Oh, but if you were to buy this, you'd also be hearing the narrator, Carol Potter.
Wonderful job in other parts of the recording.
You messed up, Charles.
Yeah,
you're still a goyim.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine. Leave him alone.
Okay. Thank you.
Honorary Jew. You're honorary Jew today.
Yes.
Let me start head up.
Oh, I feel.
You can't say Adonai. That's, you have to say Hashem. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I feel like I'm making a sacrilege by doing that because I'm
you
so.
You are. You can't, because you're not allowed to say the God's name unless you really pray.
Yes, sir.
I learned that.
Beautiful though. Is that
thank you. Beautiful? Thank you.
Learned that in Hebrew school. 4 years of torture.
This is also included in the record of Mayor Warschauer's CD on the Albany record label, featuring Kirk Trevor and the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and chorus as well, is he in this selections?
Yeah.
Okay, the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra chorus as well.
And it just came out November 2007, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. That's right. So you're getting it prime. This is the time to get it because it's because you're worthy.
Let me guess. Not too many Jews in the Slovak Philharmonic. Just to guess.
Probably not. Yeah. You know, they were very nice to me, but
I'm
I don't think they're any.
After all the atrocities they committed.
They had a lot of hard times and problems, definitely. But they broadcast Shacharit and Ahava on national Slovak radio.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if that had been done before. You know, a whole hour-long concert of Jewish sacred music.
Right.
And they did it.
The latter two sections of Shacharit by our composer guest, Meira Warschauer, here on Neues Punk and Das Kuhner.
Oh,
beautiful way to end. The latter two movements of Shacharit by our composer guest, Meira Warschauer, here on Noise Punk and Das Kuhner. That was a variety of soloists, including the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and the Slovak Philharmonic Chorus, all under the baton of Kirk Trevor. And this is featured on an Albany Records CD, as well as what we just heard earlier, the piece called Yes with Richard Stoltzman and the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra, I believe, or yes, on the MMC record label, featuring her music as well as a variety of other composers, and entitled Perspectives, that's the name of the album. Both of these recordings just came out this year. You must take advantage because it's that damn good. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kuhner.
That was a plug by Charles, a promotional appearance by Charles.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I think we should find out what.
Given how good
plan.
Everything, given everything how wonderful, one should wonder, what are you writing now?
How well put, Charles.
Oh, thanks. So my next project is a concerto for chauffeur and trombone with orchestra. So there's a one.
Did you say chauffeur?
Chauffeur, yeah, like driving around Manhattan. Everybody needs a chauffeur, yeah. Right? Yeah, S-H-O-F-A-R is the translation.
What is this?
It's a Jewish like horn, basically.
I had no idea.
It's a horn, right, basically.
Yeah, it's a ram's horn or some other animal of that family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we blow it at the Jewish New Year, and it
just
really...
Just overtones we're talking about here, Charles.
Thank you, Gene.
Overtones. I don't know. It's overtones of
the natural overtone series.
Yeah, like a natural horn, right? Right, and it's extremely natural. It's the animal's horn. So, anyway, when you hear it, when I hear it in the synagogue on Rosh Hashanah on Jewish New Year, it just really just goes so deep inside and just resonates all the way through. And I thought it would be nice to bring that to everyone.
And is there a soloist, somebody who's...
Yeah, Chaim Avitzur is an Israeli trombonist.
Oh, wait, I know Chaim.
Do you know Chaim?
He's played music of mine.
Really?
He had a trio with Dave Taylor and the principal from Dave. They played trios of mine.
Right, so
yeah, I know Chaim.
Yeah, and so actually I met him when we did the world premiere of Symphony No. 1, Living, Breathing Earth. Mm-hmm. Over in Hickory, North Carolina. John Gordon Ross is also a trombonist. He's the conductor there. And so he had invited Chaim to play a concerto by David. Yeah.
Oh, that's the last name, sorry.
I forget his first name. Anyway, that's his last name, right? Anyway, so I met Chaim and we were talking and I asked him if he played, ever blew the chauffeur, which is that ram's horn, and he said, "Yeah, he loves to blow it. He does it with a synagogue here in Manhattan for the Jewish holidays. So, and he has a wonderful chauffeur that he blows. And I thought it would be a nice combination with trombone because, as you mentioned, the chauffeur only can play a few notes, but the trombone can play all the rest of them. And so, if I'm going to write a concerto, I might." Want to be able to develop some things. So, and they have a related sound. We were talking about the chauffeur has an outdoor sound and the trombone has an indoor sound. Anyway, yeah, it just sounded like that. So I'm going to make that be the solo. He'll be the soloist with those two instruments and then the orchestra. And right now we have the University of South Carolina Symphony with Donald Portnoy. And again, John Gordon Ross and Western Piedmont have signed on with part of the consortium, and we're in the process of getting a few more orchestras involved. And probably in 2009-10, that season will be premiering that, God willing. So that's my next project.
All right, yep. Sounds good. I think we're into it. And
best
come back when it's recorded, and we can play it again.
We
should start having guests back. We're always having new guests.
Yeah, we always have one guest, so I think we ought to have some of the old ones back, like the Transylvanian Maniac.
Yeah, it's time to get the Transylvanian Maniac back. All right,
we'll explain later. But anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being a guest.
Thank you
so
much.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
And here comes the theme music.
And on that note, until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise.